From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So much of the readings we heard today had to do with speech and how we use our tongue, either building up good fruit from a good tree, a good heart, or letting out rotten fruit from a bad tree, from a bad heart. Did you know that all of you have a superpower, actually? You have a mutant superpower in your mouth right now. It's more powerful than you ever could imagine, the power of the tongue. Jesus mentioned that today, and St. James in chapter 3 of his letter speaks about that power that can be used for good or for evil. St. James says, "The person who can perfectly master their speech is a perfect person." Think about that. If you can perfectly master your speech and your words you use in life, it means you've become completely holy. That's an amazing statement. St. James says that just as ships are driven by a tiny rudder in the back, so we direct our lives by the tiny power of the tongue inside of us. St. James says, "Every kind of beast and bird, reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing." My brothers and sisters, this should not be so. So today, I want to speak about a few kinds of ungodly speech and the heart from which they come from, and a few kinds of godly speech and the kind of heart that that comes from. First of all, there's a kind of ungodly speech that is proud. Proud speech is self-centered, it wants attention, it's always dominating the conversation. It's that person who, when you're speaking, they aren't really listening to you very deeply. They're just waiting to kind of jump on what you've said to say their own story next. Proud speech wants to show off and say, "Look how interesting I am," all the time. The proud tongue can't actually hear what God has to say to the person because the heart is too busy thinking and wondering about itself. What's the heart that's below the proud tongue? It's a heart that's full of self. There's no room for others. There's no room even to listen to God. And so if you might struggle with that kind of proud speech, the Lord might be inviting you to ask for humility. Ask, "Lord, help me just to realize that my life's about other people, first of all. Lord, humble me, even humiliate me if you have to in a conversation, for me to have my speech become more godly." There's also speech that is bitter. Bitter speech leaves a terrible taste in the mouth. It's harsh, it's rough. We'd say as kids, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me." But we know that's not true. Words can hurt, they can hurt a long time. A bitter tongue rushes to judgment before the facts are in. A bitter tongue blames and shames. It always sees the negative. It can't see the good in other people. Name-calling and gossiping and slandering are favorites of the bitter tongue. This is what Jesus is speaking of when he says, before you try to pick out the splinter in your neighbor's eye, you've got a 2x4 in your own. What are you doing? Take out the piece of lumber first in your own eye, check yourself, and then you can help someone else to grow in what they're dealing with. The bitter tongue comes from a heart that's often full of unresolved anger. Unresolved anger. If you find that you struggle with this kind of bitter speech, you might need to come before the Lord and repent of something where you haven't experienced forgiveness yet. Or you might need to forgive someone else who has hurt you, who has offended you. You might need to let go of that grudge and let your heart be filled with peace instead, to go from speech that is bitter and ungodly to speech that is sweet. The last kind of ungodly speech is superficial speech. Superficial speech. Now, this isn't small talk. Small talk has a social purpose. It gets people talking a little bit. It's a social lubricant. That's not this. Superficial speech is more just not harsh or proud. It's just meaningless. Sometimes people can be afraid to go to a deeper place in conversation. They just want to stay on the surface. Because it can be scary to reveal what I actually think about something or what something matters to me. Sometimes when conversation moves to that deeper place, the person who struggles with superficial speech will try and derail that conversation by just throwing out something that's off topic or comical or sarcastic to keep things at the surface. This kind of speech doesn't rise to talk about God or duty or honor or gratitude. The heart is full of simply an attachment to pleasant things. That's what the heart's full of. Just keep me in this pleasant place. I don't want to go to any disagreements, anything really weighty. If you struggle with this kind of speech, the Lord might be inviting you to a kind of self-denial, to chasten your appetites for only what is pleasant or fun or at the surface level, to take up the cross in some way and to go deeper with God and with other people. Now, those are three kinds of ungodly speech that we want to avoid, that we want to let our tongue be free of. What are three kinds of godly speech that we should really focus on as Christians? First of all, edifying speech. Speech that edifies is speech that builds up. Ephesians chapter 4, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, to benefit those who listen. When we edify other people, we encourage them, we give them energy, we see the good in people to build up their character. It's that person who says, can I tell you how you've blessed me recently? What a great conversation to have, right? Someone who wants to edify. The edifying tongue also instructs and teaches and helps others gain knowledge, but not in a criticizing kind of way, in more of a coaching kind of way, helping someone along. The tongue that is edifying comes from a heart that's full of goodness. Seeing the good in people, seeing the good in the world, goodness that's contagious and spreads itself to others. There's also speech that is reconciling. Reconciling speech. Ephesians 4 again. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And that's the key to having a reconciling tongue. It's acknowledging that I've been forgiven so much by God, and so I want to pass on that compassion to others. Reconciling speech is healing, it's forgiving, it is accepting, and it's apologizing. And to grow in this kind of reconciling speech, it takes practice. It's really an art form. Just like learning a sport or a musical instrument, there's many, many lessons to take. There's many, many moves, and we're going to get a lot of them wrong. That's okay. I know for myself, I had to move from simply moving from apologizing in my speech to really asking forgiveness and giving forgiveness. I'll give you an example of that. One conversation, hey, I'm really sorry for blowing up with you the other day. That was wrong of me. The other person says, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We all do that sometimes. Now, that can be helpful, but that's a very different quality from this kind of conversation. Hey, I apologize for blowing up with you the other day. I'm really sorry. It wasn't right of me. Will you forgive me? Question mark. You know, I'm really glad you brought that up. I've been thinking about that. I do forgive you. I don't hold that against you. And in fact, I think I said some wrong things too, where I need to ask if you'll forgive me. To ask for forgiveness and wait for it to be granted is a markedly different spiritual dynamic than simply saying it's okay or it's all right. Because it's not okay, it's not all right to blow up at someone. But to exchange forgiveness early and often is the mark of a Christian. And when we use our speech to reconcile with each other, we give a witness and a light to the world. The heart that loves to reconcile is full of love for neighbor. Finally, for godly speech, there is speech that is gracious. The tongue that is gracious. Ephesians chapter 5, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish words, nor vulgar talk, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Gracious speech is the opposite of superficial speech. It wants to go to places that are honorable and good and holy. It wants to avoid any kind of vulgar talk. Not just the big curse words, not just using God's name in vain. It really wants speech to be really seasoned with salt. It recognizes the sublime things of life and wants to talk about them. In Philippians 4, St. Paul says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Talk about these things. The person with gracious speech is always thankful for something, always honoring God or someone else. And the gracious tongue also knows when to be silent. That can be really a hard one. To realize that I don't need to say anything right now, it wouldn't be very gracious, it wouldn't be very honorable. I'm just going to close my mouth and talk to God. Or as your mother taught you, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. I also love the quote by Abraham Lincoln who said, better to close your mouth and be simply thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. Sometimes as Christians we're called just to hold our thoughts inside and talk to the Lord, realize that now is not a good time to speak. A person who speaks graciously has a heart that's full of love for God, for what's true and beautiful, and love for the kind of life that God invites us into, where we are always edifying each other, reconciling with each other, and speaking about good and holy things. This Wednesday, Lent is coming up. Ash Wednesday begins a new season of renewal and growth. If you don't have a resolution yet for Lent, a way you want to ask God to help you come closer to Him, one way might be to say, Lord, help me to let my speech be moved from ungodly speech to more godly speech. Help me to find the ways you call me to have my heart be emptied out of anger, superficiality, grudges. Help my heart to be filled with you, Jesus, whose word is true, whose word is healing, whose word is loving. It could be a great way to use that superpower of our tongues, not to set a forest fire of destruction, but to set a contagious fire of loving kindness and compassion. In our world, which has so much anger, so many harsh words, so much unforgiveness, we need to use our tongues to build up the kingdom and to build up one another. In a few moments, we're going to use our tongues to bless God and to praise God in the Eucharist. May this be a new start for all of us, that we might be moved into godly speech, that from the fullness of the heart that is filled with God, we might speak the praise of God, speak the goodness of God, speak the love of God to one another.